Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for the celebration of the Eucharist on the fourth Sunday of Lent. You can find the worship program at www.stpatrickscathedral.org/live. Our celebrant is His Eminence Timothy Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York. Please stand and join in singing the entrance hymn, "O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing," number 657 in the Blue St. Michael Hymnal.
Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Welcome, welcome all to Sunday Mass here at America's Parish Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral, this fourth Sunday of Lent, Laetare Sunday. Those who unite with us at home, as usual, on the Catholic Faith Network, the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129, and our own live stream. We welcome you as well. We're also very grateful this morning for this tradition of this Mass of Supplication for persecuted Christians throughout the world that is coordinated by Aid to the Church in Need, a splendid initiative bringing much needed support to suffering Christians around the world. We gather in a special way to pray for those who are suffering because of their faith in so many areas of the world. And that's why we're grateful for leaders of faith from our community. We're very grateful for the company of Archbishop Gabriele Caccia, who's the Holy Father's nuncio to the United Nations. And this year is especially meaningful, my brothers and sisters, as we're joined by bishops of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, led by, I'm honored to say, His Beatitude, the Major Archbishop of Kiev, Sviatoslav Chevchuk, who will be our preacher this morning. Your Beatitude, every Sunday, we pray for Ukraine. So to have you with us today intensifies that prayer for you and your people and those suffering for their faith throughout the world. You're very welcome here, Your Beatitude. Thank you for your company, and thank you for the example you give of courage and hope in a very troubled world. That we might offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass the more worthily, we call to mind our sins and we ask for the mercy that flows from Jesus on the cross. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting. Let us pray. O God, who through your word reconcile the human race to yourself, grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten toward the solemn Easter celebration soon to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the second book of Chronicles. In those days, all the princes of Judah, the priests and the people, added infidelity to infidelity, practicing all the abominations of the nations and polluting the Lord's temple, which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. Early and often did the Lord, the God of their fathers, send his messengers to them, for he had compassion on his people and his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised the warnings, and scoffed at his prophets, until the anger of the Lord against his people was so inflamed that there was no remedy. Their enemies burnt the house of God, tore down the walls of Jerusalem, set all its palaces afire, and destroyed all its precious objects. Those who escaped the sword were carried captive to Babylon, where they became servants of the king of the Chaldeans and his sons until the kingdom of the Persians came to power. And this was to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, until the land has achieved its lost Sabbaths, during all the time it lies waste, it shall have rest while 70 years are fulfilled. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord inspired King Cyrus of Persia to issue this proclamation throughout his kingdom, both by word and in writing. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, and all the kingdoms of the earth, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given to me, and he has also charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever therefore among you belongs to any part of his people, let him go up, and may his God be with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you.
In the streams of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. On the aspens of the
from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love that he had for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. By grace you have been saved, raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you. It is the gift of God. It is not from works, so no one may boast. For we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for the good works that God has prepared in advance, that we should live in them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. But whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come towards the light, so that his works might be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Your Eminence, Your Excellencies, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. In today's readings, the Lord announces to us a profound message of hope. Christ is our hope. His words and love are our hope. His death and resurrection are our hope. Hope is what we all need. Every human soul navigating life's challenges and moments of despair. A refugee migrant looking for the safe haven. The homeless and unemployed. Those trying to make ends meet. Parents or children of a drug addict. Someone whose life is degraded by obstinate racism. The starving in Africa. Christians in China. Women in Afghanistan. Families suffering division or a mental or moral disease of a loved one. A society torn asunder by a polarizing public discourse. All of us who are facing our own sinfulness, we all need hope. Hope is what the hearts of many people long for. It sustains soldiers in foxholes defending the freedom of fellow citizens and the God-given dignity of family members. POWs and civilians under occupation, grieving mothers and fathers, young widows, orphans, and traumatized children who bravely endure daily air raid sirens while in school. Allow me to be their voice today and express gratitude to Catholics in the U.S. and worldwide. Our gratitude to His Eminence, Cardinal Dolan, and to aid to the Church in need, and for the support we experience every day. The humanitarian aid you provide feeds, warms, and heals millions. In his cathedral, I thank Cardinal Dolan, the first U.S. bishop to visit Ukraine after Russia's full-scale invasion. Your Eminence, your visit to Ukraine in spring 2022 was a profound display of solidarity. You so much wanted to be with the suffering people of Ukraine. I thank aid to the Church in need. Many of our bishops and most of our priests were supported by the scholarships from your donors. Among those lucky students, I was the one. Church in Need has demonstrated singular generosity to the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church for three generations. We thank you for your prayer, advocacy, and aid. By God's grace, we stand. Thanks to God and to you, Ukraine fights for freedom, peace, and justice. And be sure, Ukraine will prevail. In the letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul reminds us of the immeasurable riches of God's grace. He emphasizes that it is but by God's grace alone that we are saved, not by our own merit or works. This grace is a gift freely given to us out of God's great love. Paul declares that we are God's handiwork, each with a purpose. God has prepared good works for us to do. It is our calling to live in accordance with His will. The Gospel of John expresses God's ultimate love for us. This love is supreme and sublime. God sends His only begotten Son into the world, who freely gives Him His life on the cross to save us. Lent invites us into Jesus' Paschal pilgrimage from death to life. A passage that turns us away from sin and brings us salvation. Alas, Jesus acknowledges that fact that some people chose darkness over light because their works are evil. We all have a choice to make. We can either embrace the light of Christ and live in truth, or we can dwell in darkness and sin. Allow me to address the Ukrainian faithful, our soldiers here present. Soldiers, the injured, the traumatized, and refugees here in the Big Apple, and those displayed globally. Дорогі сестри і брати, у час болю, страху і відчаю Господь дає нам надію і обіцяє життя. І це не проста обіцянка. Вона підкріплена дією самого Бога. Дією, щоб ми могли жити. Ця дія – це дар Його єдинородного Сина для нас. Незбагненна таїнственна жертва Сина Божого дає нам життя. Бог так любить світ, так любить нас. Ми Богом люблені, і жоден ворог не може нас подолати. Ми це відчуваємо протягом цих 2 років. Взаємну любов, опіку, захист. Дякую вам, що ви увиразнюєте цю любов своєю молитвою, дією та жертовністю. Не опускаймо рук. Тримаємо свій блокпост. Не дозвольте, щоб диявол чи ворожа пропаганда заполонила ваше серце. Моліться і працюйте, як заповідав нам блаженніший Любомир. Божа правда переможе. Україна переможе. Не сумнівайтеся в цьому. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him might not perish, but might have eternal life. These are among the most powerful gospel words that bring us hope in times of despair. We will not perish. In Christ, we will have eternal life. God has granted eternal life to all who suffer for the truth. To the man in Bucha, who was shut down with hands tied behind his back in March 2022. To the mother killed a week ago in Odessa by Russian drone, while holding her 4-month-old son in her embrace. To helpless prisoners of war and those who were tortured to death, to you and to me. Today, I would also like to remind you of another powerful quote from the Gospel of John. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Ukrainians call every person their friends as they lay down their lives protecting the world from the diabolic evil manifested in the genocidal invasion. For more than 2 years, Ukraine has been sacrificing its precious people, rich land, schools, hospitals, roads, and bridges. On behalf of the people of Ukraine, wounded yet unbroken, tired yet resilient, I ask you to be a sign of hope. As a former professor of moral theology, I often explain to my seminarians and students that the hope is not a simple sentiment. Christian hope is a theological virtue. It means placing our trust in Christ's promises and replying not on our own strength, but on the help of the grace of the Holy Spirit. Hope is our weapon. Hope is our shield. The Ukrainian soldiers defending the innocent in Chasiv Yar, Robotino, Kupiansk, at this very moment put on their breastplate of faith and charity, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. In its essence, hope is utterly practical. To flourish, hope needs us, our hands, our voices, our prayer, and our effort. I ask you to do everything in your power, and believe me, you can do a lot, to invoke God's power to intercede for the people of Ukraine, for peace and justice. A visionary American, Martin Luther King Jr., stated that no one is free until we are all free. No one is at peace until we are all at peace. There is no justice if someone continues to suffer from an injustice. Be people of hope, keeping in your minds and hearts the ultimate hope and promise: we will not perish. We will have eternal life. Amen.
Your Beatitude, thank you for your prophetic and stirring words. The most appropriate response, I think, is, let us stand. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For Pope Francis, for our shepherd Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the culture of life flourish among all peoples of the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among nations, and for those suffering the effects of war, especially in Ukraine and in the Holy Land, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Christians facing persecution for their faith, and for those who assist them, particularly the members and supporters of Aid to the Church in Need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the church may be inspired by the courage and missionary zeal of those around the world who risk their lives for the gospel, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Richard and Anita Moncello, and all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We ask the powerful intercession of our sorrowful Mother Mary at the foot of the cross in Calvary, of St. Joseph, her spouse, during this month dedicated to him, of St. Patrick, our patron, as we anticipate his feast, as we make our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Is Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and for the Lord's holy church.
We place before you with joy these offerings, which bring eternal remedy, O Lord, praying that we may both faithfully revere them and present them to you as is fitting for the salvation of the world through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you have given your children this sacred time of Lent for the renewing and purifying of their hearts, that freed from disordered affections, they may so deal with the things of this passing world as to hold rather to the things that eternally endure. And so with all the angels and saints of heaven, we praise you as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. As we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Deus dicere. From every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress. Expectantes beatem spem et adventum salvatoris nostri Jesu Christi.
Quia tuum est regnum et potestas et gloria.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us now offer to each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join in singing O Food of Exiles Lowly, which is number 655 in the Blue St. Michael Hymnal, number 655. Attende Domine, which is number 439 in the same St. Michael hymnal, number 439.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, who enlighten everyone who comes into this world, illuminate our hearts, we pray, with the splendor of your grace, that we may always ponder what is worthy and pleasing to your majesty and love you in all sincerity, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please have a seat. It is a great honor for us, Your Eminence, to be hosted here with the head of our church, members of our permanent synod, representatives of our American bishops, to be here with you with aid to the church in need on Laetatis Sunday, which I asked you before you explained it to me, the rose robes represent our approach to Easter, from change from purple to white. His Beatitude lives in Kyiv, a city almost daily bombarded. Missiles, guided bombs, and drones supplied by Iran. As a sign of spiritual unity in the paschal journey from death to life, His Beatitude would like to present to you, Your Eminence, and to aid to the church in need in the person of Regina Lynch, these pieces of shrapnel from drones that were knocked down over his house by our Cathedral of the Resurrection of Christ. Shrapnel meant to kill, shrapnel like the nails of Jesus, metal that pierces the body of Christ to bring death. That your closeness to the suffering of Christ and to the suffering of the people of Ukraine can have a visible sign. We ask you, Your Eminence and Regina, to receive. To receive this gift that is a sign of the real death that is happening, raining down on houses and hospitals, maternity wards and markets, shopping centers and playgrounds. However, Laetatis Sunday is a Sunday that indicates that passage from death to life. And so His Beatitude, besides the nails of Golgotha, presents to His Eminence and to Regina Lynch and the whole organization, all the staff and donors of Aid to the Church in Need, an Easter egg. That a pisanka, that which in the Ukrainian tradition is prepared with such love, such delicacy, something that is fragile but is real life, the sign of Christ's resurrection to be exchanged at Pascha. We thank you.
Your Beatitude, were inspired by your visit, your words, and those magnificent gifts. You are always at home here. You're always at home here. Today, this is the Cathedral of the Resurrection because of your presence. Thank you very much. My brother bishops, would you come to the center and join me in the final blessing of God's people? The Lord be with you. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Now and forever.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace
glorifying the Lord by your life.
Please join in singing O Love of God, number 674 in the Blue St. Michael Hymnal.
Thank you.